And the main plot of the film is about him trying to find where the Archangel is and what he's done with his wife, Christina. And there's other twists and other little stories in there as well.
Mm. That sounds really good. Now, I imagine it's probably not one for the young kids, is it?
No, it's not. There's a bit of bad language in it. And there's some gore.
So if you're under 18, don't go and see it. No. Wait till you're 18 and then get it on DVD.
And about Friday as well, there's some other great short films being shown on Friday, because, say, it's a whole night called Fright Night. There's going to be, there's about 6 films in total, just to feel the top of my head. There's On Edge, which is by Fraser Lee, starring Doug Bradley, who was Pinhead in the Hellraiser films.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good. I'm looking forward to seeing that on the big screen. And there's Horror Show, which is by Ben Robinson, who directed the Grindhouse trailer / Hive. That's got Excel Carolyn in it, who's in the new Descent film, Descent 2, which I didn't know they'd done a sequel, but they have done. She's
yes, apparently.
And there's loads. There's a film starring Ashley Pitt and Ashley Holloway, who are also in The Archangel Murders as well. They've got a short film that's been shown in the first half of the night, so it'll be worth seeing that.
So it's all this for £4? You get all this...
you do, the whole night.
Yeah, what a bargain.
Yeah. You're not just going to see one... When you buy your £4 ticket, you're not just going to see one film. You're going to see...
There's about 5 or 6. And there's a chance to meet the cast and crew and directors after most of the... Well, there's about 3 where the directors can't make it, but there's a Q&A session with the filmmakers after each film as well, so you get to ask them all the questions you want to know.
I think that's a big part of it, because, if anyone's out there who wants to be a filmmaker or wants to get involved in any kind of the production side, it's worth coming along, just to meet people.
So is that part of what the night's about?
Yeah.
Getting people that are interested in going into the...
Absolutely. It's taking people's passion and actually opening it up a bit and getting to meet people who can help them and advise them. That's worth coming along just for that, I think.
So if any of my friends at Salford University that are on the media course that did my documentary, if you want to go and find anything out, get yourself round there on Friday and have a chat to these fellas.
Well, all the best for that. We hope it goes really well. I'll probably be down on Friday to see that.
That's great. It's not for Madame Mayer, though. It's a bit boring.
There's a bar, though. I'll pay me £4 ticket to sit in the bar all night.
Do you know, it doesn't take people long to realise what you're like, does it, man?
What are you trying to say, James?
I don't know. Anyway, thank you very much for coming in, guys. Really appreciate it. We'll put the details of how to get tickets on our website, so you can check that out. Madame Mayer, I meant to ask, did they ever finish that documentary on you?
Yes, they did.
What was it?
I've never seen it.
What was it about? Was it following you?
It was following me
performing at venues and places.
Performing at venues and through my working day and how I prepare for work and stuff.
Is that a horror film?
See, we could have put it on.
Ow! What's the website if people want to find out more about?
Well, the main website for the film is www.archangelmurders.com, but it's also best to join the Facebook, because you get updates on all sorts, really. That's facebook.com/MarkMacready.
Now, you're here, I mean, you're always welcome, but you're here for a reason. You're promoting something that's happening soon.
I am. The horror film that I was here to talk about last time, Mark McCready and the Archangel Murders, it's gone really far. It's on a few cinemas over Halloween. It's on at the Broadway Cinema in Nottingham as part of Mayhem Fest, and it's on twice at the Odeon in Manchester.
Is that the one at the Printworks?
Yeah, the one at the Printworks. It's on the Friday and the Saturday night. On the Friday, it's with a film called Someone's Knocking at the Door, and on the Saturday it's with the original Halloween film. It's supporting that.
Wow.
Now, I can actually speak from experience, having now seen the film,
You saw it at Friday Night Kino Film, didn't you?
I did, yes. And I've got to say, Paul, who was in last time, Paul Newbury, his opening line is inspiration.
Oh, it's somewhat rude, isn't it?
It's extremely rude.
I was going to say, look at the way you're getting very nervous there, James. Yeah. It's a rude for opening line, so we can't make too much reference to it.
I think all of Ofcom's guidelines for the worst words that can ever be said, the most offensive, are used
in our first line. It throws them all into one sentence, doesn't it?
The rest of the film's not quite as rude, although it is a bit gruesome.
Yeah, it can be. We had an excellent makeup team on there, and some of it was in post, well, some of it was CGI by Ollie Starkey, who did an excellent job on the film with all the graphics and effects.
It looked very good, and the Archangel effects are very good.
Do you think so?
There's one scene where I thought those wings look a bit...
Yeah,
look a bit like a bedsheet. But all throughout, and you know, when you're not quite seeing the Archangel, you see a bit all up to there. They were really fantastic.
That's the best part of. I think that's the best part of any horror film when you don't quite see the monster. So yeah. I was watching the Mothman Prophecies. It was on TV the other day. It's one of the scariest films ever because you don't see the Mothman. You just see shadows and flashes.
That to me is one of the reasons why I don't watch horror films, because it's what you don't see that really puts the heebie-jeebies up me. Yeah. I mean, it's like...
There was a stage play I saw called Veronica's Room. I don't know if you know that play.
I've not seen it.
It's extremely, extremely chilling, if you like. It's described as a chiller. The subject matter we probably can't go into on the show, so I won't go too far into that. But again, you don't see anything. It's just what they're talking about, and that really sends shivers down your spine, especially at the end when the reveal happens. There was another one...
Wasn't Veronica's Room didn't start life out as a novel?
It probably did.
I'm sure I've seen it as a novel and then saw stuff about it as a theatre piece.
I keep mixing it up with Veronica's Closet. Do you remember that with Kirstie Alley?
That was funny, that.
I really liked it.
Yeah. So that's coming up over Halloween, is it?
It is. It's on all over the place. You can go to the website archangelmurders.com and there's links to the Facebook page on there and it tells you everything that's coming up. And we're up for an award.
Oh, what?
Yes, we've been nominated for Best Independent Film of 2009.
Does that mean if you get it, you'll be an award-winning actor?
I will, yeah.
You'll be able to put that in all your publicity, won't you?
I will, yeah. Excellent.
We're an award-winning radio show.
Oh, what award?
Yeah, award for the most rubbish show on earth.
Excuse me, do you know?
Oh, loudest mouth presenter. That was awarded to you, wasn't it, Madam Aries? I think we should possibly move swiftly on. Well, thanks very much for coming in, Nathan.
Oh,
thanks about
that.
It is a fabulous show. Is the DVD available yet?
I don't think it's available because of certain entry criteria for the cinema screens and that. They say that it's not available, but I think you can pre-order it by going to the website. There's details on there, archangelmurders.com. They say there's links to everything on there. There's a link to the YouTube page on there as well if you want to watch some deleted scenes and behind-the-scenes footage. Oh, and there's bloopers as well. The blooper reel is so funny.
Are you on any of those?
I am, because I die in the film a few times, because I die as the original Raymond, and then I'm not going to ruin the ending, but I just have, really. I die as the Archangel. I've just ruined the ending. Sorry, everyone. And the first time I die, because it's really hard to scream continuously for, like, 3 minutes with a guy with a camera stood over you. And there's about 9 outtakes of me just corpsing and saying some rude things as well. But anyway, check the YouTube page out for that. There's all sorts of goodies.
We'll have to have a look at that and see what we can put on, get the audio and play it.
I think one of my things would probably be, if I'm laid there sort of having to scream for 3 minutes and you've got this camera sort of up your left nostril, are you sure I've not done it long enough?
Well, that's it. You want to stop, but you can't break. And what I actually did in the end was I took a breather and acted like I was panicking, but it was all sped up and blurred on the finished version anyway, so I didn't notice.
Yes, there's one sure way to make Madam Aries scream.
And what's that?
One sure way. Take a vodka away, of course. We've had an email in for you, Nathan, actually.
Oh.
It says, glad you like Paul's opening line. That actual line was said to me by my boss when I arrived early into work one morning.
And he wrote it down.
That's from Ryan McDermott.
Oh, I can imagine that.
Nice one, Ryan.
Thanks for that, Ryan. Do you know, Nathan, we've had another email in for you.
Oh, heck. What's
all this? You're getting more popular than Seth.
I know.
Says, what's your greatest highlight from being part of the film? How great it was working with the director and all those people.
Well, yeah, it was.
That's what we normally say.
Yeah, they do. But I did enjoy working
with them. Normally, awards shows say that. Rubbish.
Yeah. I think the best thing from it for me is all the stuff that's come after it, like being featured in Gozo magazine, being shown at the Odeon in the Printworks, which is a massive accomplishment, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
And Thames, being on Thames Radio twice.
Course, yeah.
Yeah. No, I think that's
be prompted then.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for that. Fabulous. So there you go. So you're a commended actor now.
I am, yeah.
Yes.
So when I'm outside the Odeon next weekend, I'll have everyone queuing up for my autograph on the red carpet.
Right.
I don't know, is there a red carpet? There might be a red carpet.
There might do.